Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. When we last left off, and that's assuming you were listening last week, which is an extreme version of wishful, magical, delusional thinking, our main characters wandered off into another fake parallel dimension, Cowboy World, almost as if to punish those faithful listeners who only want more of the same. Well, too bad. For every season of Mandalorian, you gotta sit through some Book of Boba Fett. Since Cowboy World is populated with its own counterparts of our heroes, you can imagine what might happen. And if your imagination is good enough, you probably don't need to listen to the rest of this episode. For all the rest of us also-rans, sit back and enjoy the show.
So right up here is the Burgundy Bronco, and that's kind of our hangout, that's our saloon. I do want to say, if you're not interested, you don't have to make fake noises like that. I do want to say that
this is what I do. I'm an active listener. I know on our week-long ride across the land to come here, maybe that didn't come off, but...
It's just I feel like I've been giving you a tour of Hyphoon, and every time I point at something, you go, you're not really paying attention.
Okay.
Well, it's actually, there's a very interesting parallel between many of the things in this town to a town that we come from called Hogsface.
Oh. Now I'm doing it.
No.
It's very easy to fall into that trap.
I feel like, is a noise that's for me. And if it's for me, you can drop it. I don't need it. That's what I'm saying. If you're going, for my sake, don't, because I don't care.
Are you tired of having us on your back? Because if you are,
fine. I don't feel it. But like I said, this is the Burgundy Bronco. This is our saloon where we do our, what does Arnie call it? A podcast. This is where we do our podcast.
Arnie does a podcast
suddenly you're
too?
Interested, huh? You meet a celebrity and suddenly you're interested. You didn't know I was a celebrity, huh?
I am interested.
Now, do you want my horseshoe stamp?
No, that sounds very painful.
Well, I dip my horseshoe in ink and then I press it on someone's forehead and it's kind of like a little keepsake.
Can I ask, does it have to be the forehead?
I prefer. I guess it technically could be somewhere else. But anyway, listen, we do have another Arnie, so we need to figure out some way to not get confused.
He does look like you
and act like you, yeah.
I wonder if it's like Back to the Future rules, where if I accidentally make contact with a me from another dimension, there's a paradox and it destroys everything.
Can I be honest with you, big guy? You're not going to find a paradox around here. We are surrounded by desert. So if you're looking for some other sightseeing, if you're bored of this town, I am sorry to say you're not going to find what you're looking for.
I know you're a horse, but you are so much like Chunt. Like, exactly like Chunt.
I don't know what that means, but thank you. Just shrug you off my back here. Sorry to dump you on the sand there, on the dirt. And I always love... Sorry, let me go first. I always love pushing open saloon doors. Yeah! Clip-clop, motherfuckers, it's me!
Champ! Damn! Come on, we're doing the podcast!
Usador, let's hide over in the corner just in case me getting closer causes a paradox.
Is this a pervert thing?
If it helps, yeah.
Great.
The Dusty Saloon, a a weekly podcast from the Wild West world of Hi-Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. 7.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a golden corral in Cicero, Illinois, into the old Western cowboy world of Hi-Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Golden Corral through the dimensional rift, and I used my rudimentary understanding of science to build this here hand crank that supplies electricity to my laptop. So I'm able to record this podcast in the saloon, the Burgundy Bronco, and the town of Hogswood in the land of Hi-Foon. And I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Ulysses.
I am Ulysses D. Lamore, wildest gunslinging outlaw you ever saw, wanted in 17 counties, yet known for my bravery and noble heart by those that ain't trying what to manipulate me. The indigenous folk who we did steal this land from know me as Dances with Light and Shadows. The Spanish know me as Maestro del Chaos, and I'm known by those Dahlgern Pinkertons in the Northeast as Magic Jack Star.
Ulysses, it's good to see you again. How you doing, bud?
Oh, I'm doing well today, Arnie. It's a pleasure to once again make your acquaintance, as I like to say. I always feel like I'm meeting you for the first time.
Yeah, we do this we've done this every week for 7 years, but we still like to introduce ourselves to each other as much as possible.
Well, certainly. I don't want anyone in your fancy futuristic world to forget who we is exactly.
Yeah.
So every week they hear our voice coming over their airwaves. That's the word, right? Airwaves?
Yeah, close enough. You know, Ulysses, it is actually nice to be back in Hogswood. We spent quite a bit of time traveling around Hi-Foon. Recently spent a spell in Saddle Bottom.
Oh,
at the
yes.
Base of the unnamable Mesa.
Well, I murdered two of them damn Pinkertons and buried them in the ground.
What? You didn't tell me that you murdered anybody while we were there.
Well, hell, why'd you think we had to get out of town?
Oh, I guess that's true. I was enjoying staying at the Peculiar Partner. What's that?
Arnie, I've killed someone in every town we've been to.
You've killed someone every town we've been to?
That's right. But I've always killed someone who deserved to be killed.
And I am joined by my other co-host, Champ the Talking Horse.
Champ's up with that, baby.
Yeah, a popular slogan.
Oh, I've sat on my balls. I wish I was a gelding, right? You ever wish you were a gelding?
I know.
Every single day of my life.
Really?
I would love to be a beautiful, smooth gelding, just born and walk around.
Just, ever since I was a yearling, I wish I was a gelding. You ever hear that phrase? It's crocheted above my fireplace. I have a fireplace.
Crocheted?
It's crocheted. That's where you take cowhide and you shave in the hide whatever words you want.
Damn.
You never crocheted?
I'm afraid I have not learned that particular skill in my lifetime.
Well, let me grab... Here, I have an extra crow. Just use its beak. It'll eat up the cow hairs, and then you got yourself a crow shave.
Well, thank you very much for this, champ. I appreciate you doing me this learning so that I can expand my particular list of skills. But the most important skills that I fear I've garnered are those in which I have to murder them, which is done wrongs.
Arnie, it sounds like Ulysses is going to launch into song. We're going to hear one of his saloony tunes. Is that fun?
Well, I one shot a man just to watch him die.
Oh, what a great little ditty.
Thank you very much.
Hey, that's a great amount of banner up top. Hey, why don't I introduce our first guest?
It sounded unauthentic, but okay.
Tourmaline, come on in here.
Howdy, bestie.
Howdy, friend.
Hey.
What are you three so-and-sos doing?
Well, we're doing a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all right if we interview you a little bit?
Yeah. You want to talk to me, Tourmaline Wagantine?
What was that again? What was that name?
Tourmaline the Wagon Team, trying to add me to your wagon team. My wagons are a dream. Listen, I got all sorts of wagons, and the wagons got all sorts of parts. Wagon bows, bonnets, brake levers, jockey box, you know, parts of a wagon.
Oh.
And Tourmaline, correct me if I'm wrong, did I just see that you were a part of the yearly competition known as The Circle? It's a kind of a reality competition where you circle your wagons as best you can?
Yeah, everyone circles a wagon, and you have to try to figure out whose wagon isn't a wagon. One of the wagons is just pretending to be a wagon. And really, it's just a big standee piece of wood cut out to look like a wagon.
Wow.
It's a pretty easy game. Because the standee's into... What?
Did you win?
Yeah, I won a year's supply of salted pork hats.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm very jealous. I would love to have a delicious salted pork hat. Keep the sun out of my eyes until I am hungry enough to eat it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a hat you can eat, and it's cured meat. That's how the jingle goes. The hat you can eat because it's cured meat.
Oh, some more Looney Tunes.
Yeah. Is this going to be quick? Because I'm sort of dealing with an emerging issue.
Oh.
Oh, no. What has transpired that requires your attention, son?
Well, okay. Did you come through the middle of the town? Did you come to the middle of Hogswood on your way in here?
Well, I don't know how Champ came into town, but Ulysses and I guess we came around the back way about a day ago.
I skulked my way in for I fears that perhaps the Pinkertons were waiting for me here in hiding.
And I took the scenic route just to show two friends over
cool.
there.
Cool, so y'all can just tell me if you did or did not go through the middle of town.
I'm afraid we
all
did
the other
not.
Information oh, is actually extraneous.
I did.
Okay, great. So, Wizla Apple Snatcher is still down in the well. We're all trying to get her out.
Oh, no. We're not Wizla Apple Snatcher. Arnie, do we know, Ulysses, do we know a Wizla Apple Snatcher?
Everyone around here knows Wizla Apple Snatcher on account of she sneaks into everyone's orchard to snatch their apples all the time.
Oh.
Honestly, it's funny as all get out.
She did once upon a time till she got stuck in that well, and now I'm afraid there are no apples being procured by her illicitly.
Yeah.
But I heard, like, the girl that got stuck in the well, that happened so long ago.
Oh, yeah. No, she's been down there for a while, and we've offered to help her get out, but as a point of pride, Wizla Apple Snatcher refuses to be helped out of any scenario. She just keeps screaming, I can do it on my own.
I bet if we're all
here, you can
quiet,
hear her from here. We, she's yeah, in the middle of town.
Listen. I can do it on my own.
Almost if on cue.
She's been there a long, like, I can't stress enough. She's been there a long time.
Huh,
yeah, and I'm looking out the saloon door, and I don't see anybody trying to help her, so at this point, it's just pure self-motivation.
Oh, I'm not going to help her. I just, like, she's one of my best friends.
Aw, how'd you two meet? Or maybe we should get her involved, and she can tell the story.
Yeah, follow
me. Should we move our table out to the well?
Oh, the whole table? All right, everybody grab it. Everybody grab an end.
All right, grab this table. Let's get it out of the door.
It's not going to fit. If you're trying to move this table out there, you got to load it up on a wagon.
On a whole wagon?
A whole wagon. Look, Champ can pull it. It's going to be great. And I got one. It's only $3 an hour.
Look, I think if we just kind of like angle it a little bit. Here, hey, you two strangers. Why don't you help us? You grab that part of the table.
All right, here we go.
I can open the door for you. I'm more of a door opening person.
You're more of a door opening person. You don't want to lift anything.
Arnie. Do you see that fellow there who looks quite a bit like you?
I guess so. Less sunburned, I guess.
And he said he wanted to open the door, avoiding work, just like you.
Sure. I guess so.
I mean, you dress like a priest just so people will leave you alone.
And it works. It's worked very well for a long time. Ever since Father Blemish was killed, I started wearing his priest outfit.
Yes, well, of course, we'd be glad to help you with your table. All we need to do,
I can do this by myself.
All right, well, we should still visit her, I suppose.
I like that she has different cadences in which she says it.
Yeah, just sometimes she says, I can do it on my own. Sometimes she says, I can do it by myself.
You gotta
sometimes
keep it fresh.
She says, I don't need no one but me.
When you're trapped in a well, you have to keep it fresh.
I can do this on my own. I can do this on my own.
Wizla, girl, have you eaten anything today?
Oh, you know what? I had, I chewed on the bits of some bread, and I chewed on a corn muffin, and I have some naturally growing mushrooms down here at the bottom of the well, and it's been long enough that they don't give me any ill-adverse side effects, so I've been eating on them.
Do you want a salted pork hat?
Oh, girl, I could never take your pork hat from the circle. You circled that wagon.
Thank you. It was hard. But I got a year's supply. So here, take this one.
Hang on. I'm sensing non-teen energy around you.
Yeah, they're coming. They're currently moving a table that is unnecessarily big out here so they can set up a, you know.
Why don't they just put it on a chair and lean? Are they too good to lean?
I don't know.
Lean against this whale?
What the fuck?
Oh. Usador, you just... sorry, Arnie, this is Usador.
Can I be honest? Arnie, I'm not certain they're ever going to actually get out Arnie, here. Usador, they are really held up at this
Ulysses,
doorway.
Arnie.
Yeah,
Arnie,
are they trying Usador. To take a table from the saloon?
Yeah, through the door. Well, like the front of the...
Those are big oak tables. Those are big oak tables. Farm tables.
They're heavy as all get out.
Ulysses, look, Usador just shrunk the table down to the size of a thimble.
Oh, yeah, my Usador, he does magic and stuff. We come from a magic world.
I don't know if you should be telling people about here in this world.
Jokes.
It's just a skill I've learned.
Oh, I guess I know a few. A horse walks into a saloon, and a man says, "Why the long dick?" And the horse says, "I'm a horse." Is that what you're looking for?
Well, that done right confused me to forget all about that table done being shrunk down.
Can you unshrink it? Can you unshrink our table outside?
Certainly. Just take it out to wherever you want it, and I'll make it its correct size.
Okay, put it right over the well here.
Hey, you're putting it. You're blocking my only source of light.
Yeah, don't put it there. It's a table. Put it on the ground.
Hey, y'all, listen. I know that maybe you forgot that Wizla Applesnatch has been down this well going on 8 months. But I'm still down here, and I can get out on my own. But I do need that sunlight. I do that thing where I know when it's going to hit, and I put my hands and feet out to get a little bit of vitamin D, sure, and I take it all in as if my arm was under a big boulder. But it's not. I'm actually just in a well that's too many feet down for me to climb.
Wizla, can I ask you, is your name Wizla Applesnatch or Applesnatcher? Because
depends on whether or not someone's taken the last part of it. That's the thing about all these kids in town. We're always taking stuff from each other, names included.
Like, I am an apple snatcher, but my family is apple snatch. So when I'm in the act of apple snatching, I am Wizla Apple Snatcher. At the moment, I'm just apple snatch because I'm sitting back in relax.
Yeah, and my last name is Wagon Team. So I'm Tourmaline Wagon Teen of the Wagon Team.
Wow, people's personalities seem to be really heavily influenced by what their last name is, or what their last name is almost.
Listen, your name is your family's thing that they do, and that's a job that they can train you in. For example, Wizza's whole family has been stealing apples from people since how many generations now?
This is the fourth generation of Apple Snatch here. Now, the reason why we steal apples is because it's a great icebreaker. Once someone don't, you know, the thing about apple snatchers is we always let you catch a snatching. And then we say, oh, who, me? Just a little apple snatcher? And what a great icebreaker, because now we're talking. And, you know, talking gets to chatting, chatting gets to commiserating, commiserating gets to wishes and hopes and dreams. And that's what we're so good at listening to.
Wow. You know, Arnie, here in Hyphoon, it's rumored that the first two entities snatched an apple from a tree, and that's what gave us clothes.
Huh.
They peeled the apple and made little clothes out of it.
Yeah, they must have been very small.
Yeah,
yeah, you had the same thought that I did, too.
I did.
Right? Or think about this. Maybe the apples were real big.
The apples could have been big, y'all. The apples could have been big.
Wow. My mind is blown.
These tales are quite amazing.
So, Wizla, how long have you been down in this well?
Going on 8 months.
8 months?
Going on 8 months. I can get out on my own, though. I can get out on my own.
Do you, like, want to, though?
I do want to get out. There was a time when I would say between months 3 and 6, I was like, actually, I live here now. Because so many people just come by the well, and they chat without me having to snatch. And I was sort of coming accustomed to it and liking it, and it was a nice change of pace. And honestly, it was the hot, hot, hot peak of summer, so the cool, misty waters down here and sort of the dank stones that I could put my head on, rest on, was sort of nice. Now, as fall's coming and I'm missing snatching them apples and missing, you know, I didn't get to do the wagon circle this year, which was such a bummer because I had a great plan based on catfish, which was to lure everyone to the center with my catfish.
With the catfish. It's classic.
Yeah, classic.
Yum. Yeah, delicious.
So that they'd circle up their wagons real good. So now I'm starting to get ready to get out, but I think I might have a little bit of muscles atrophying.
It would be great if you did, though, only because the water has been straight up unusable for 8 months.
That's true, yeah.
We drank it for a little bit, and everyone got real sick, and we weren't sure why, and then we immediately realized why.
Yeah.
I have noticed since we got back into town that people look a lot more ill than they did before we left.
You sort of get that sort of that dysentery look is going about. Yeah, we don't want that. So yeah, it is time for me to get out, but I do need to get out on my own.
If you want like a tutorial on how to like mask over that sort of dysentery look or to like make the dysentery look work for you, I can absolutely help you there.
Oh my gosh, you should listen to her. She's got so many hot tips.
Can I ask, what is your, you said your legs is kind of atrophied. What is your leg strength from day one to now? And what is your plan currently?
Well, if I started as someone who could do hurdles, now I'm someone who cannot do hurdles.
Yeah. I have a rudimentary understanding of science, so I get that.
Yeah.
And I guess my plan is... I've been trying to dry out the slipperiness of the rocks with some of these mosses that are growing down here, using them as sort of sponges. Because really, I feel like it's a grip thing.
Yeah, I've realized that the whole time we're talking to you, you are moving stuff with your arms, but you're doing that by biting onto your sleeves and carrying your arm over to where you want it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah. I'm using her.
Yeah, her That's arms haven't moved the by themselves in, I want to say, a couple months. Which was the point at which I was like, please take this rope and let me pull you back up here.
Do you know what, y'all? The closest I've gotten out so far is a couple nights ago. Do you remember when we had that great big storm when all the winds was blowing?
Yeah. It rained a ton, too.
And it rained a ton, and the cows were a-mooing, and the chickens were a-crowing, and the crowings were a-crocheting.
The
geese were a-laying.
The milkmaids were a-leaping.
Well, the water started to rise, and I started to float. And then the wind started to whip, and I almost got all the way out. My small body whipping on the wind like I was some kind of spirit. But then I fell back down because the wind died out.
Damn.
But it was exciting. I was almost there.
There's been a murder.
What?
You said the wind's died. There's been a murder.
Well, we'll have to figure that out.
Oh, no, champ. Oh, no.
Right after this break.
Now, Tourmaline, so you're from the wagon team family. Did they always have wagons, or did one day they just wake up and they just imagine wagons?
No, we didn't imagine wagons. Or invent wagons, even. Does that answer your question?
They've
always
been
wagons.
I have a question for you.
Gosh.
You guys, how about the thunder and the thunder, the lightning and the thunder? Does that make it hard with the wagons?
What in the actual Christ are you talking about?
I'm not 100%.
Arnie, you are radioactive. Certain. You need to step back.
Listen, what's it going to take for one of you to buy a wagon? How am I going to get you into one of these bad boys?
How much do they cost? How much do they cost?
How much do you have?
What?
Well. How much do you have? Let's make a deal. Listen, these things got everything. They got Nekios. They got double trees. They got single trees. They got iron tires. They got failure rims. Let's go. Get a wagon. No cap. This is the greatest wagon you're going to ever see.
He's acting sus. This one here, I don't know how it's possible. This one has a wooden flat tire.
Yeah, that happens to the... Listen, if the felling rim gets bent, then the iron tire actually can get, like, discombobulated. You gotta pop that off and get a new one on there. But this one's gonna be... Look, if you're in town with one of these bad boys, champ, I'm just picturing you hooked up to the neck yoke of one of these.
Ooh.
All they see is flames, bro.
Arnie, I need one of these. Buddy, Arnie, give me some money.
I don't have that much money. I spend most of our money on our way back from Saddle Bottom.
Do you know how many mares I could carry around in this wagon?
No, I don't. How many?
Six. Six mare capacity.
Holy shit. That's six mare capacity?
And their little retinues that they always have.
That is insane. How many miles on this wagon?
This one was it was new. It's just I used it in the circle.
Yeah, with wagons, Arnie, you just have to trust. There's no way to tell. You just have to trust them.
Yeah.
Now, I see it's kind of written in white marker.
Do you want the wagon facts? I got the wagon facts on this one. It tells you if it's been in, like, a wagon accident.
I prefer the Kelly wagon book. Do you have that?
Yeah, I have Kelly. Hold on. Kelly, I need your wagon book.
Okay.
Yeah, she's bringing it. Thank you. She's out of breath.
Does anyone want seltzer water?
How much?
A nigh penny.
I only have nay pennies.
Oh, scuttles.
Wait, you have a bag of scuttles? Pennies.
You want these scuttles?
Kelly, get out of here.
Wait, okay. I love scuttles. Next time. Bye, Kelly.
Bye.
Ulysses, you're the oldest among us. You probably bought a few wagons in your time. Like, how should we approach this transaction?
First of all, I think we're the exact same age. Second of all,
I know I've aged a lot in the last 7 years being out in this rough environment.
I hear that when you take someone's life, it really does a toll on you. And sometimes it's hard to tell how old someone is if they've removed a lot of souls from this walking earth.
I have been described as grizzled.
I think I'm going to look like 100 when I get out.
I can see right through you. You're borderline translucent, Wisla.
I'm almost a ghost. I'm an almost ghost.
You're an almost ghost. Sorry, how old are you?
Sorry, Ulysses, are you an almost ghost? We could almost ghost about together.
I suppose that the ghost state is not far off for me, so if you do expire down there at the bottom of that well, not accepting any help, and I do also shuffle off this mortal coil, then I'd be glad to ghost around old Hogswood with you.
Oh, that's like really nice to know, honestly. It's nice to know because, like, my biggest fear was if I become a ghost, I don't want to be a lonely ghost.
I know. It seems like a lonely lifestyle. But so is being an outlaw who does rights and goods where he does go.
Does rights and goods.
Wisla, if you became a ghost, would you be the kind of ghost that, like, curses people and then 7 days later you'd crawl out of your well and kill them?
No. If I could crawl out of the well as a ghost, that would be sort of like ironic. And that's not my deal. I'm all about being earnest. So I think I instead would just keep snatching apples as a ghost. And then when people come out and see a floating apple, and then I would reveal my slightly more opaque form. And I say, hey, just tell me about yourself. You know, just I would basically behave exactly as I do now. Just I'd be a ghost.
But you'd be a ghost. Yeah.
Who could float? Tourmaline, I would hang out with you, and maybe I could help you win the wagon circle next year.
That'd be great. Thank you. I will say that I did win it with sort of no unearthly assistance. And I would like, for our personal relationship, you to get out of the well. And I'm going to be the first one to say it. I don't think you can do it on your own. I think you've had 8 months to do it on your own. And I think if you could do it on your own, you would have. And I think you're just feeling one of the great sins, which is pride.
Yeah, pride cometh before the death.
Hang on.
Wisley, do
hang
you have a
on,
paw
y'all.
Or a ma or anyone that we can call on?
Oh, yeah, you can call my ma, my pa. You can call on my brother John, my brother Jeb, my sister Jenny. You can call on my
wait, hold on. I'm so sorry to interrupt, Wisla. Yeah? So your siblings' names all start with a J.
Those were all siblings. Ma and Pa, Jeb, Jaw.
Oh.
Yeah, and I wasn't done. I skipped a cousin because I was going in chronological order of the 17 kids who once all live in a barn together.
That's a bushel.
It is a bushel. All of us apple snatches living together under one raised roof.
Do you have a brother named Jack by chance?
Nope.
Oh.
He would have been with the Jays before I got to the Todds. Yeah. And then we got a Rex, a Susifa, a Wendella, a Wisla, and a Xavier.
Now, people don't know this, but Susifa is named after a sousaphone, which is a pretty cool thing to be named after.
Very cool.
Okay, just because you have a crush on them.
Well, it's not my fault if they're straight up walking around with washboard abs all the time. What am I supposed to do with that?
And why is
their shirt cropped so high?
We ran
truly
out of
just
fabric.
Just like shoulders and nips and nothing below it.
We all wanted crocheves. We all wanted crocheves, and we ran out of material. So, you know, we all have crop tops and short shorts.
Can I also recommend, I'm a horse, so I don't really wear shirts, but I've also seen people where they'll take a shirt and they'll shoot it full of bullet holes, and then they'll wear that, and it almost gives like a mesh look to it. It's really cool.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tourmaline, can I ask, what's your relationship with your parents?
I have no idea where they are.
Oh.
That's how we was. They went off and they took wagons to sell wagons in some other territory. And they said, this one's for you, Tourmaline. And I said, that's right, it is. And if you ever show your face back in here, I'll run you out of town. Because this is where I sell wagons. Mom and Dad, that's my mother's name. My father, Dad and Mom, is in a different territory entirely. But yeah, that's the thing about people that sell wagons. Like, we're pretty territorial. You don't get a lot of wagon salesmen overlapping with other wagon salespeople. Excuse me, I'm a woman.
Yeah, that's just like apple snatches can be in a bushel, in a barrel, in a barn. Oh no, wagon teams, they are putting the I back in team. Only one in this.
That's right. We spell wagon team T-I-I-M. There's two I's in it, and they're both me.
Wagon time.
Every town only has one wagon team.
So listen, let's talk brass tacks, which are very expensive. Mm-hmm. I don't have any of those. But I do have
them on my feet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they keep my shoes on.
Oh, they use brass?
Yeah.
Huh. You need to get reshoed, probably.
Yeah, you need to get shoed properly with some nails there, son.
Huh, we'll see. What were you saying, Tourmaline?
I was saying, what's it going to take to get you bad boys in one of these badass wagons?
Well, I have managed throughout my long and illustrious career as an outlaw who does good wherever he does go to save $12.
Okay.
$12? Let me see what I got. You were rich.
Hoo-wee, $12. Oh, no. My, oh, my.
Looks
that's
like the
a lot
senators
of apples
here.
I could snatch.
That's right.
Well, I would like to donate one of those dollars to the fund for getting Whistler out of the well.
I don't like that fund. I can do it on my own.
You can't do it on your own. If you could do it on your own, you'd be out of the well by now.
Maybe could the fund just be money that's there for you to snatch when you get out of the well, so it's motivation? Like, look at this huge pile of money people put here that you can have if you get yourself out of the well.
I put an apple up on the rim of this well, and I said, don't you want to snatch it? She said, it wasn't the same if it's not on a tree or in a pie in someone's windowsill.
Hey, Whistler, I have this rope tied around the middle of my body here, and I tossed the other end to you. Do you mind biting into it just to make sure it's a real rope? Because I've been fooled before with chocolate ropes.
A chocolate rope? Well, that sounds like a treat. Seems like it's good either way for you. All right.
Trot. Did I pull her out?
Well, yeah, she's flying through the air right now. She's lost a lot of weight. Hold on. Put the table over the well before she falls directly back down into it.
Okay, everyone grab a part of the table.
No, too slow. She's back
too
in
late.
The well.
How did you perfectly land back in there?
Because she went straight up. That's the physics of a rope that was over the edge of a well. It
I don't
pulled
know
her
physics.
Up.
I have a rudimentary understanding of physics, and it shouldn't work that way, but somehow it did.
Listen, can I be honest? If we were faster, we could do it again because she's very hungry and definitely won't remember what just happened.
I was afeard it may come to this, though. If the rope trick ain't going to work, I'm afeard I'm going to have to murder that well.
Oh.
Ulysses,
how
no.
does... Huh? How
I'd
does,
like to hear more about how that would work.
Well, I assume that if I challenge the well to a gunfight, its honor will require
demand,
it to
right,
meet me.
Yeah.
And then when I shoot it dead, it will spit Whistler out.
Huh.
Now, doesn't it kind of tarnish your legacy to tell people you killed a well?
Not if the well was keeping a nice young lady trapped down in it.
I can't stress this enough. The lady is keeping the lady trapped down in the well. But if you need to paint history in such a way that this works for you, go for it. But listen,
wait. Oh. I'm also a little hung up on, if you kill the whale, who's to say I'll be well? Like, won't the whale and I die as one? I feel
yeah,
very fused to
yeah, I think that's a decent
the,
possibility.
I feel very fused to this whale at this point.
Well, damnation. I suppose I cannot murder this whale then.
Well, damnation indeed.
I'm going to make you a deal, Ulysses. $6.
And sell that wagon.
Yeah. Sorry, what did you say, Whistler?
I just said sell that wagon.
Yeah, no, $6.
Ulysses, take that deal. You could rent it out for 2 hours and make your money back. She was charging $3 an hour.
Not for this wagon. This all wagon's right. A special wagon.
Wow.
Jeez. This is a wagon that I recently acquired in the circle game.
Yeah.
And you may say, now hold on. This wagon looks pretty flat.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have to ask you not to walk around to the back of this wagon. But I need you to trust me that this is a wagon.
Okay.
And not a standee painted to look like a wagon.
I have no reason to believe that it would be a standee painted as such. I have every reason to believe you, Tourmaline. You seem like an upstanding young lady. And here are your $6.
And I throw that back on the ground. What is wrong with you? What? Don't you know to kick the tire rim when you're buying a wagon?
Oh, wait, the back half of the wagon just says rest of wagon is written on it.
Oh, no. I had sexual feelings for that wagon. And it turns out it's not real.
What the what?
Wagon what? Screech? What? You know what? I'm proud of you, Tourmaline, because everyone knows to be the wagon team of a wagon town, you can't just sell wagons to stupid dum-dums who don't know it's just a standee.
I can't get a reputation as someone who's some sort of selling lemon wagons. You guys know what a lemon wagon is?
Wagon full of lemons?
Almost. Sometimes people will paint a lemon tree to look like a wagon and sell it. And then when people try to drive it away, they realize it's a tree. It's extremely rooted in the ground.
Unbelievable.
So they can do that purely by painting it?
Yeah. If they're real good at depth.
Now, if you buy wagons at Wagons of Orange, you'll never get a lemon.
No, you won't get a lemon.
I wouldn't have gotten a lemon.
At Wagons of Orange.
That's right. So, here's your $6 back.
Thank you very much, man.
And you can have this wagon, this flat one, if you want, Arnie. Because now I look at it and it feels dirty to me because of whatever you were going to do with it.
No, I'm not going to do anything weird with it, but I will take it.
Okay. So are we going to buy a wagon? Are we going to get my friend out of the well? Or what? What are we feeling like today?
Well, Tormley, I'm afraid we have to take a quick break. And then maybe after that, we can try and fling her in the air again.
From what?
Arnie, for what?
Yeah, what are we taking a break?
Why are we taking a break? Yeah,
why are we taking a break?
Life? Life's for the living.
Well, this conversation we're having is going to be transmitted to my world, and people are going to listen to it, but there need to be breaks so that they can be
what
annoyed
do they do?
By the ad. Well, they listen to ads, or they try to skip past them.
Because of a union, you have to take breaks.
Yeah. Let's say, yeah. Ulysses, what do you think? We're putting a lot of energy into trying to save this girl, but I don't know if she wants to be saved.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm afraid Miss Tourmaline may be correct in that Miss Wisla just wants to stay where she is, and we have to honor and trust that she knows how best to lead her own life.
She definitely does it, but I think we have to let her do it anyway.
Well, Tourmaline, you're one to talk. Young lady, you're in love with a man with washboard abs, and you ain't following that dream.
I'm not in love with him. I just want to smash his bones so hard.
Then smash away.
I can't. He's always stealing stuff and running away real fast.
And that's just bad apple snatching. You're supposed to engage in conversation. It's an icebreaker. Oh, you send that brother of mine over here, and I'll give him what for.
I feel like he's, like, doesn't like me or something.
Who could not like you?
Yeah, exactly. Who wouldn't like you? If you want, I could shoot off one of his toes.
Whoa, whoa. Could you not? Only because I think that would actually accomplish what I'm looking for, but also, and do not shame me for what I'm about to say. I like his feet. I like his feet just the way they are.
Oh, yeah. One time we were in the swimming hole, and Tourmaline was like, damn. Let me peep those feet.
Yeah, I already spent all day peeping his abs.
So did he have to do a handstand in the swimming hole?
No, he was just doing that thing where he floats on his back and only his abs and toes were out of the water.
Oh, my
He was
gosh.
Still wearing a little...
Wait, where was his face?
Also out of the water.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Can you picture someone floating on their back? Wow, I did not expect that to get that response.
Sometimes with grown-ups, you have to tell them every single part for them to understand,
Sheesh
Tourmaline.
Louise. Yeah, okay.
You know, it's just like, you gotta wonder, how far do you gotta go? How far you gotta go? Well?
Well, how far do you gotta go? Down the street? I don't know. Well, how far are you going?
Well, I'll go far, and you got a wagon, and it's a coming down the track.
Man, I hope it's coming for me.
I hope it's got mail on it.
Yeah,
oh, mail.
Does.
That's something I miss.
Come out and get your mail. It's piled up. It's right here, actually.
Okay.
Oh, I have an idea. Wisley, how about let's put a sugar cube in your hand, and then let me lick that sugar cube, and that should sort of stimulate your nerves.
Oh, to bring feeling back into my arms?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
How do you sort of propose that
okay,
you're...
Okay, I'll try it. Okay, I'll try it.
Okay.
Okay. Keep your hand flat. Oh, almost got a finger.
Why do all of Champ's plans involve him eating a sugar cube?
Yeah, I feel like this is just a very quickly constructed ruse for him to eat a sugar cube, which he also had. Like he produced the sugar cube.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Look at him go.
Right back in there.
I thought we were going to have water for the first time in a while. But I did get a cool idea of tying a string to a big, flat, flappy thing and flying it around. And I'll call it...
A kite?
A Wisla. What'd you say?
A kite?
Yeah, I'll call it a
kite. What kind of fucking name is that? Explain yourself.
Well, I was thinking, oh boy, it's high. So okay. I was thinking,
that's where the eye comes from.
That's where the eye comes from.
I really like to catch one, sense. And that's where the cuss sound comes from.
All right,
from.
You're responsible for 1/4 so far. The
and
other
then
three.
I was thinking, it's all right.
Okay, now you have 3/4 of it. And now the K?
Because you got to catch it.
Yeah, you got to catch it.
Makes perfect sense.
I'm satisfied.
K for catch.
Can I just say that I inferred all that the moment you said cat?
Thank you. Thank
You're
you, Ulysses.
Welcome.
Not enough explanations of words are presented out of order.
Huh?
Never mind.
Arnie, explain yourself.
Please, please do.
Please do.
The k sound was last, but is the beginning of the word.
Right, but that's the order you do those last. Things. Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Arnie, the way they explain it, the last thing you do is catch it, right? So why would you do K first if you're catching it last? It has to get away from you to catch it.
But then it would be called an ike.
Arnie, does a circle have a beginning or an end? You had to catch it to let it fly, and then you gotta catch it again. Wherever the K goes, there you are. And that can be crow-shaved.
I can't tell if she's being wise or if she's slowly going mad from only eating well mushrooms for the last 8 months.
Hey, y'all, can I tell you a secret? You
yes,
know,
please.
One of the things I love about being in the well is sometimes people whisper their secrets and wishes in dirty laundry, and I get to hear it and give them some advice or give them some feedback. I think I've been a ghost for months already.
That sort of explains why, huh?
Why I'm translucent and why I can float real high and why the wind done whipped me out.
Yeah.
That explains why the sugar cube fell to the bottom of the well and yet I still went slurp, slurp, slurp.
Huh. Yeah.
That explains why part of the time you were like backwards and your arms were doing a thing that they shouldn't be able to do.
Yeah, it explains why you've been in a well for 8 months and still can talk.
Right. Mm. After only eating mushrooms and moss and bits of bread bits and
corn
tack.
And those mushrooms, I'm pretty sure, are poisonous. So probably you ate
them
one
me.
Time and
then
yeah.
And now I am a ghost.
Well, this is a huge bummer for me, girl.
Come on, girl. Let me float on up.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Wow. Oh, I thought maybe she might be trapped in the well, like she has to just keep haunting the well, but no, she can get out.
It explains that skeleton that was right underneath her, too.
Oh, yeah.
Dressed just like
I was about to ask about that. I was like, you put your old dress on a skeleton, your old sundress.
And then sewed yourself a new one.
Well, I couldn't see it before because the ghost was in the way.
Well, your family's going to be awful sad about this.
Oh, yeah. Can we tell Ma, Pa? Well, actually, there's all this mail that built up. Let's open one of the letters. They might have inferred that you died. Let's check the first letter here.
Yeah, let's have the horse open the letter.
Yeah, open the letter, horse.
Okay. Ah, got a paper cut on my tongue. Dear Wisla, you've been gone for a whole 24 hours. We'll assume you're dead. Love, Ma and Pa. Wow.
Now, was that my mom and Pa or my brother and sister?
Or was that my mom, Ma and Pa?
It just says M-A-P-A, and there's no space in between. Ma, Pa?
Oh, no, that's Mayor Papachinko.
Well, the mayor knows you're dead, so he surely informed your family.
Oh, he's my betrothed.
What? Yeah,
not anymore, friend. Sorry.
Oh,
that's
no.
That's a bummer, too. You're going to live in the big mansion. Maybe you still can.
Wisla Papapapachinko. That would have had such a nice ring to it.
You should go for him, girl. He's a catch. If you're only into my brother for his looks.
Yeah. Do you think your brother would be okay being a side piece?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Then, yeah, I think I will. Thank you for your permission.
Of course, girl.
But also, I don't know if I want to get tied down so soon.
Sure.
I got all these wagons to sell.
Yeah.
Sell some wagons. I guess I don't have a whole lot about my personality other than I'm a teen. And I like to sell wagons. I feel like maybe if I like lived a little bit more, I could discover more about me. Maybe one of the things that I also am, I'm a mayor's wife. Is that a good character trait? The wife of a different person. Is that good?
This wagon that you tried to sell me earlier, you said it had a 6 mayor capacity.
Well, no, normal wagons have a 6 mayor capacity for mayors and their retinue, yes.
Oh, I see, I see.
You could be in that retinue, girl, but I don't think that's the same as a personality. Here, in some of my dying days, which I'm unclear when they were, I crocheted this for you.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, and it says, I feel it in my bones.
I do feel it in my bones.
Welcome wow. to the... Something, I ran out of crow.
That's okay.
That's so sweet, Arnie. I'm crying.
Looks like you're about to say new age.
Yeah, welcome to your new age, because you're waking up. Oh. You're waking up. But I think I was feeling something in my bones, which was poison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Poison will get you out.
That poison goes straight
to
the bones.
Do you ever kill someone with poison, Ulysses, or do you only ever shoot them with guns?
I've only ever shot a man with a gun for doing wrongs.
Have you ever dueled a man with a sword?
I once did have a sword, and a man was approaching me with a sword when I realized I had a gun, so I just shot him. I wasn't feeling very good that day.
Does drawing your weapon a lot, like, does it take a lot of, like, strength to do it?
Strength?
Like, you're probably pretty strong, right? Like, you probably have, like, a bunch of abs, right?
Yeah, Ulysses,
if you want to look up here and
you could scrub your shirt on that washboard.
All right.
And here, let me just put a sugar cube on there.
And right. Oh, yeah, they're pretty
glistening. They're glistening.
And so, like, those boots, those are pretty old, right? You've walked around in those a long time.
Oh, yeah, these are the oldest.
Take them off every once in a while, right?
Okay, yeah. It probably helped me let my toes breathe a little. Yeah, certainly.
Oh, and take off your armadillo socks.
There we go. Socks off. Okay, there you are.
I'm good now. Can I say that I feel like, and tell me if anyone else felt this, but for a moment then I was just like, two perverts somewhere else were really enjoying what was happening going on.
Arnie, they're onto us.
Got a vibe.
Hey, Arnie, you sir, come here. What are you hiding in those tumbleweeds for?
We didn't want to disturb you. You seemed like you were involved in meeting this ghost, we just didn't want to insert ourselves.
Those are the perv bushes. They're for perving only.
Oh, no.
There's a sign right next to it.
That explains all the weird stuff we found back there.
Hey, I was waiting in line like everybody else.
Ugh. Sorry, ma'am. These pervs will be out of your way in no time.
Thank you.
Usador, you're a wizard from another world. Can you bring Wisla back to life? Do that real quick.
Ooh. Or could you do me one better, magic man from the perv bushes? Could you turn me into a wind spirit?
Well, I believe I could if that's what you truly wish.
Wait, you're a magic man from another world?
Yes, I am.
Sorry, I didn't introduce everyone around. This is Tourmaline, Usador, Arnie. Everyone met everyone.
Yeah, I'm a non-magic man from another world, but actually before that I was from another world.
Oh, hey, I see this in your cargo packet. I just gotta snatch this apple real quick.
Arnie, shit. You've lost your apple.
I snatched your apple.
You can take an apple snatcher out of her corporeal body.
My phone, I need that.
I suppose, Wisla, if you close your ectoplasmic eyes.
Okay.
And think about the wind.
She just calls them eyes, I'm sure.
Breathe in the wind into what used to be your lungs.
Yes, inherit the wind.
And then out Herod the wind.
Now name the wind. Now say the name of the wind.
Think of all the wishes that have been brought to you while
so
you
many.
Lived in the well.
So many.
And now make a wish for yourself.
That I'm
now
a
don't
wind
say
spirit.
It.
Oh, shoot.
Well, if you said it, it's you can't know.
I guess a ghost can be a kind of wind spirit. I'll just kind of feel this out. My favorite thing about imagining being a wind spirit is that I could travel on the wind. And I bet a ghost can still do that. Oh, and I can help fly your kite.
Oh, thanks. I love that. That kite's going to help me marry the mayor and shack up with your brother and sell these wagons. Oh, we could put words on the kite and fly it around.
Oh, and you know what mayors love is a key to the city. So tie a key to the city at the end of your kite, and you'll be sure to catch him.
Okay.
Wow, this is wild. And I don't know. I don't know if this is the kind of information that I should share or not. But from the world that Usador, the magic man, and I came from, there are versions of both of you. Tourmaline, in that world, you're a dragon teen, not a wagon teen.
A dragon teen? What's that even, though?
Arnie, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, now they think about it.
Like a big fire-breathing lizard thing?
Yes,
big
exactly.
Wings, loves hordes of gold?
Right.
Yeah, I got that bitch's number. We're the same. I'd be totally like that if I could.
And Whistle, in that world, you are a wind sprite.
I knew it. I knew it. That's obviously why I wanted it. You know, I must be close to that. You know, death must put me close to my other paths. That's cool.
You think
that's
my
cool.
Death would put me close to being a dragon?
No, girl, just close to gold.
Oh, yeah.
But, Arnie, there's one mystery to solve here still. For there seems to be another version of Chunt and another version of you, but yet there seems to be no equivalent to the great and powerful Usador.
Usador? Arnie, he doesn't see it. Yeah. Ulysses, what do you see when you look at this magic man?
I see, handsome fella in a dress that,
yeah,
got a
pull
pointy
up your
hat.
Dress.
Oh, yes, here. Let me. Oh, it's a robe, actually.
Champ, give me one of those.
Check out these abs.
Put that here.
Yeah, like,
hey, you could scrub a shirt on that.
Let me take my boots off here, real quick. So you can see, these glossy, beautiful toes.
All 10 of those.
Oh, man, I picked the right time to get in line at the pervert bush.
Big, hey,
you
no shouting from the pervert. You caught in front of Kelly's mom.
Well, I'm out of here.
Back in the day, the pervert bush used to be quiet. People would just perv and keep to themselves.
That guy came so loud.
All about people knowing they're in the pervert bush. It's really too much.
Fast pass, you gotta believe me.
Is there a room we can let or something? It was quite a bit of travel to get here. I think Usador and I are going to have to stay here at least another week.
You could stay in the bottom of the well if you want to, but
you
I got to tell
buy
you.
Buy a wagon and sleep inside
it. My skeleton's in there.
Or you could sleep in the well with Whistler's skeleton. But don't, because you're not going to be able to get back out, even if you think you can do it on your own.
That's true.
You can sleep in this wagon if you want, or I'm sure you could go back into the saloon. I'm pretty sure they have rooms there.
I'll try to get a real room, I think.
Well, I think I'm going to get a wagon. Would these 6 gold pieces be enough?
Yes. Now, this is a man who knows how to buy a wagon. Okay, do you need any instructions or you sort of know what's up?
It's wood with a cloth covering that gets pulled by horses.
Yep, that's the bonnet. That's Yeah, horses pull it. Do you have any horses?
Well, I have a friend who's a horse.
Fuck me. Every time. Moving and wagons. That's all I get asked to do. Don't become a horse.
It's really a wistful version of the theme, isn't it? Makes me a little sad. Although that might be the episode itself. Probably a little bit of both. Usador the Blue and Ulysses de la Mort were played by Matt Young. Champ, the talking horse, was played by Adol Rafai. Tourmaline Wagonteen and Whizla Applesnatch were played by special guests Zach Reno and Jess McKenna. Check out their delightful podcast, Off Book, where they fully improvise a new musical each episode. And if you want to hear more Zach Reno, follow around any disinterested teen in your neighborhood and realize that's close enough. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by Patreon supporters like Drew, Josh Nicholson, Shibby, the entitled House Elf, Poppycorn, Luke Bovard, Sarah Lulo, Timothy Jansen, Corey, Julia Dunlap, nosy sitcom neighbor, Stephen and Cindy, Bree, Mitch Kennedy Smith, James Thorpe, Andrew Cook from Austin, Texas, oh well, someday we'll get the support of Andrew Cook from Austin, Delaware, Dan Hutchins, Dave Rinaldo, Joe Chavez, Forrest D, and Charles in Minnesota. A universe away from Andrew Cook in Austin, Texas. Patreon supporters get ad-free versions of new episodes, the entire back catalog of previous seasons, and all of the spin-off series like Offices and Bosses, I Am Spintax, and Behind the Tavern. Plus, two completely new bonus episodes each month. Sometimes I offer a preview of these bonus episodes, but I'm not going to this time. To learn more about all the other bonus content, go to patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Huh, we're gonna leave the credit in there even while he's on vacation, okay. This episode edited by Chris Rathjen. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland. Cowboy World version of the theme by Eric Chakova.